Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. On Tuesday, the Eureka City Council voted unanimously to approve a staff recommendation to amend the City General Plan to allow Lost Coast Brewery to open a brewing facility on 9 acres of land between Sunset Road and the cemetery on South Broadway. Despite opposition from neighbors who argued the brewery would obstruct views and drive down property values, the City Community Development Department approved a conditional use permit at its last meeting. Supervisor and former Eureka Mayor Virginia Bass said the council made the correct decision.
I just think it's a great step for supporting local business. I think Lost Coast is definitely one of the best Humboldt County success stories there is.
The proposal will come back to the council at its April 17th meeting, where it's expected to be approved, although opponents could appeal the decision. Lost Coast expects the new facility will increase its output tenfold, going from some 60,000 barrels per year to 600,000. Bass said that supporting local businesses is the best way to help improve the local economy.
So I just think it's a really good step forward in showing that not just government, but business is actually standing behind business now. And if you saw the meeting the other day, you saw that folks representing other industries were there speaking in favor. And it just, I think that's the right attitude to have. And it's the only way that we're going to start finding success and helping our local businesses grow and expand.
If no appeals are made, the Design Review Committee will have to approve the design of the facility, and then the work will begin. The Del Norte County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that Ronald Raymond, wanted on embezzlement charges, turned himself in to the DA's office. Raymond is suspected of embezzling nearly $900,000 in federal money earmarked for wildlife preservation. Two other men, biologist Ron LaValle and Sean McAllister, have already been arraigned on charges of felony embezzlement, conspiracy, and grand theft. Raymond pled not guilty to the charge in a Del Norte courtroom. The Del Norte County DA's office has been working with federal authorities on the case. DA John Alexander said in a statement that the Yurok tribe is an integral part of Del Norte County. The fact that Raymond and his co-conspirators used conservation programs designed to protect creatures and wildlife sacred to their culture makes the crime especially offensive, and the case will be pursued vigorously, unquote. A detective with the Eureka Police Department's POP team was conducting surveillance on a residence in the 700 block of C Street in Eureka on Wednesday when he saw a vehicle leave the scene. Officers working on methamphetamine sales investigations were conducting the surveillance, and they decided to follow the car. It was later pulled over for a traffic violation, and officers contacted 35-year-old Eureka resident Nathan Stancliffe. Officers detected the odor of marijuana, and a search of the vehicle turned up approximately 7 pounds of processed weed. Stancliffe was arrested and booked into county jail. Back at the residence on C Street, POP officers obtained a search warrant for the residence, and a search turned up 39 grams of meth, 12 grams of crack cocaine, a handgun, 5 pounds of processed marijuana, $1,600 in cash, and drug sales paraphernalia. 39-year-old Israel Bazan, the target of the surveillance, was detained when he returned to the residence, and he was later arrested and booked on several charges, including possession for sale and possession of a controlled substance while armed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Sheriff's deputies helped prevent a suicide attempt after they responded to a report of a man brandishing a handgun in the front yard of his residence on Pennsylvania Avenue in Eureka last night. When the first deputy arrived, he saw the 66-year-old man who had a handgun pressed against his chest while he was on the phone with a family member. Backup was called, including fire, ambulance, a sheriff's department hostage negotiator, and mental health crisis personnel. After making contact with the man, it took about 45 minutes for him to put the gun down, and then he was taken for a mental health evaluation. On March 27th, the Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 to enact an emergency ordinance to severely restrict protest being held outside the county courthouse on 5th Street. The supervisors enacted the ordinance that prohibits protesting from 9:30 at night until 6 in the morning, despite vehement opposition from members of the public who claimed the ordinance was an unconstitutional abridgment of free speech. On Saturday night, a candlelight vigil has been planned to run from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock, following Arts Alive. It's billed as a direct challenge to the new ordinance, and those planning the vigil say the ordinance goes too far in limiting the free speech of its citizens. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.